A newly unsealed report from federal regulators offers more evidence that energy companies deliberately manipulated California's electricity market. The report details phone conversations between two companies, Williams and AES, in which employees talk about extending power plant outages in order to profit from higher prices. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The report from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission describes two power plant outages in the spring of 2000, just as the California electricity market was beginning to show signs of strain. The first outage was supposed to last 5 days, but wound up lasting 11. During that time, an employee of the Williams Company, which marketed the plant's power, told an employee of AES, which ran the plant, quote, "It wouldn't hurt Williams' feelings if the outage ran long." She explained that as long as the plant was down, Williams could collect a premium price for alternative power. Later, the Williams employee told another AES worker, quote, "I don't want to do something underhanded, but if there's work you can continue to do," the AES employee interrupted, saying, "I understand. You don't have to talk anymore." California officials have long suspected that energy companies withheld power in order to drive up prices. But Greg Fishman, who's with the state agency that runs the power grid, says the phone conversations cited in the federal report show just how deliberate that was.
We're seeing perhaps a level of intent that we were not aware of, although we were certainly aware of the withholding that was going on.
On another occasion, AES announced plans to shut down a power plant because it was unwilling to pay for pollution credits. When grid operators rejected that excuse, AES changed its story and said it was closing the plant for maintenance. The outage was supposed to last 3 days. In fact, it lasted 4 weeks. In a phone call discussing the outage, an AES employee said, quote, "It's just some big game they're playing right now." The federal report was written last year, but kept secret until yesterday, when it was unsealed in response to a lawsuit filed by the Wall Street Journal. Loretta Lynch, who heads the California Public Utilities Commission, says she was appalled when she learned about it.
What this shows is that the FERC knew for over a year that Williams and AES colluded to withhold power in order to drive the price up in the California market. The scary thing here is that the FERC has known this for over a year and has not further investigated it.
Williams has already refunded $8 million for electricity it sold during the outages, but Lynch complains that's less than the profit generated by the alleged scheme. Williams issued a statement today calling the phone conversations inappropriate, but the company insists they did not result in any improper actions. Earlier this week, the state of California dropped its market manipulation charges against Williams in exchange for more than $400 million. The state's claim could be reopened if criminal conduct is found. A federal grand jury in San Francisco is investigating a number of energy companies that might have manipulated the power market. In addition to Williams, Dynegy, Mirant, Reliant, and Duke have all received grand jury subpoenas. The companies made big profits in California during 2000 and 2001 when electricity prices skyrocketed. Since then, prices have returned to normal, and many energy companies have fallen on hard times. This week, Williams reported a quarterly loss of $294 million. The company plans to get out of the energy trading business. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.